Matt Donkin, Regional Superintendent of Schools, joining us in the studio. First off, Matt, morning.
Good morning.
And second, you start to get an idea where the line was drawn in the state of Illinois. I mean, one day, the governor approves the education funding. The second day, the governor vetoes all 19 budget bills and on his desk. So education moves forward in that funding, and it's crucial because of the time that you and I have been talking about and things that are going on. But my first impression, your first impression, a sense of relief?
A big exhale. As we were talking last time, there were a lot of balls in the air. We didn't know where anything was. You mentioned earlier Cardinal games. You used to go to Bush Memorial Stadium.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And the Bowling Hall of Fame used to be across
right
the street.
Right across the, yeah.
And they had the old-fashioned bowling pins where you had to have the pin boy putting the pins in the in
the
slots.
The way it was once upon done.
There you go, until you could automate it. Well, we've got a couple of pins in. However, the money to pay for the support to actually put the pins in hasn't been passed
and
yet.
And that's you've called a BIMP?
The BIMP bill. You've got the education bill that passed that covers, that helps us out right now because we know what general state aid is going to be. We know what some of our budget numbers will be so schools can go forward with planning school. That was the House bill that was passed. There's another bill called the BIMP bill or the budget implementation bill that actually authorizes the spending. Okay, that is on the governor's desk. That's Senate Bill 51. He hasn't signed that yet, but he didn't touch that yesterday. So it's sitting there waiting to be signed.
Gubernatorial limbo, we'll call it.
Everything else, though, of course, was vetoed, which includes the money to pay for the State Board of Education, who actually has to load all these things and get the programs in and the funding slotted where it goes, regional superintendent salaries and service line again, all of those things. So you have a sense of relief and a big exhale, but we still got some work to do because a lot of people have to be in place
well,
to get things
in. You have to implement, but your pay would stop. And you and the other regional superintendents?
Me and the other regional superintendents, only 35 of us now, but that would stop. A service line that we have would stop. Now, we know we're going to have the Safe School program and truancy program. That's good. But the other things, and you think of, well, what is it
take to get implement the education funding without the MIT bill?
No. No, they have to have authorization.
That's the part that's being left out of this story, isn't it?
Right, but
because
again,
I've never, until I spoke with you, didn't know that the money could be funded. How many million dollars is in the, was it 240?
I'm not sure what the total was.
Keep thinking that was one of the goals was 240 when I was reading about the legislation being crafted. So you've got the money to spend, but basically you don't have the government's approval to spend it to implement it, so it sets there?
Here it is. You're at the starting line. Okay, now we know where the race is going. We just need the starting gun, I guess, and that's the BIMP bill. And Superintendent yesterday morning when we were at breakfast said, well, what about that? Ooh, good question. So talk to Brent Clark, a downstate guy who's in charge of the state superintendents. He checked and he said, it's on his desk. It was still shown there last night, last time I looked. So I would expect that to be done. But again, it's all these pieces that have to fall into place. And we talk about how state board, regional superintendents, others get schools ready to open. You think it's not much, but the background checks, the bus driver training, the building inspections, if you've got something new, all that has to be done.
And you do have a lot of new stuff around.
We do have a lot of new stuff. Of course, you saw Marion High School going down, which we signed the demolition permit for that. But we've also been helping inspect the parts to get them open for the new part.
Right. So the changing of the guard has to be paid for, and that's a line of credit, we'll call it money, coming down. The amount of money that was provided for in the education funding, did that also provide you with an exhale?
That did. Like I said, we now know that for us, because we weren't sure about our Safe School program and that grant, which also now has to work in Metropolis as well as in our site in Johnson City because we're consolidating, the truancy grant, those kind of programs, we can exhale. We know what we can do there. Again, gives us the fear we had a week ago was, what do you plan for? Now we at least know what we can plan for there, and we'll move forward as long as the people are in Springfield to load it all in the system. And we'll worry about that when we have to worry about it. Let's get one thing down. You can at least clear your mind of, I don't have to plan for those contingencies. Now I've narrowed down what I can be planning for.
All right. Now, you've got the course scheduled because, I mean, when you realize it, we're the end of June. School starts in August.
Yes.
I mean, gee, what's it?
Early
time
August.
Flies when you're having fun,
early
doesn't
August.
It? Early August. What has to be next for you? Is it the BIMP? Does that have to be? That's the signature you need?
That's the signatures the schools need to know that, yes, that money is going to be flowing. It's authorized. So, and that sounds like that's going to be routine. It just needs to be done.
Okay.
Because the Senate didn't even release it till after the budget was signed. So that's kind of the, it sounds like the game. You let a budget piece out, then you let the BEMP out behind it.
All right. And when we talk about education funding, I don't know if this needs to be mentioned, but at the risk, this doesn't include community colleges, does not include SIU.
It's just K-12 education
only.
And early childhood.
And, you know, when you realize, when I take a look at the presentation, you have the quarterly report you provided to the county boards in your district, you realize we have a huge administrative, bureaucratic, top-heavy system here in the education system. I mean, there are a lot of things you think you're going to go and teach geography and you're going to go teach math, but you don't realize all these things that go on behind the curtain. And that's... Well, when it comes to doing background checks for teachers and school bus drivers, I would think that's pretty important to a mom and dad.
A whole lot of people got that concert on the last week at Black Diamond, didn't
right?
they? Well, that's kind of weird. We're all those people that build the stage and everything else. It wasn't like the singer came out on his own and started playing. Those are the kind of things that are going on right now.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
But on the other hand, compared to some other department agencies...
That's the thing. We are grateful for where we are.
It's illustrative of the priority in which the Springfield and the governor sees education in the state. And I think I'm thankful for this, if nothing else.
And keep in mind, with the cuts and all those other places, guess where a lot of that stuff is going to fall and trickle down?
You mean
right back to schools?
You're going to have to do the
mental health, all of those different programs that kids are dealing with at home or where they come from. Now those problems are going to be on our doorsteps, and we're going to have to deal with those, too.
News Radio WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk. How do you like Common Core?
But we don't have enough time for that.